Jackalope. Interstate 10 runs through Tucson and angles northwest to Phoenix. Once you leave Tucson, the first spot of interest higher than a rabbit's ears is Picacho Peak. This peak is actually a group of peaks ringed by saguaros. For miles surrounding this congregation of peaks, there's nothing but dead flat dirt, mesquite, cactus. At the exit to the Picacho Peak RV Resort and an Arizona State campground is Picacho Peak Plaza, a Shell gas station and curio shop. These knick-knack shops scratch out an existence throughout the West, and if you can get in and out without buying something that will forever gather dust on a shelf at home, you are far too disciplined. Near the front entrance, I am confronted by a stuffed jackalope, a mythical American West animal that's part rabbit and part antelope. According to Wikipedia, the jackalope prefers whiskey as a drink. It can cause a lot of damage to one's shins. There's a man in the Dakotas who still makes them and sells in bulk to Cabela's for around $150 apiece. It is said the jackalopes are good mimics, and at night, cowboys singing around a fire under the stars can hear them harmonizing. My TRC friend Kirk buys himself a candy bar for sugar energy, and we hit the road again for Tucson on an expedition to a camera shop to look at a new lens for Kirk's camera. He photographs homes for sale for Green Valley real estate agents. I think I see a jackalope waving at us as we pull back onto the freeway, but Kirk says I am mistaken. The human mind, our real, unreal world keeps reminding me, is more frail than some people want to admit. Getting out of this tourist trap without spending a dime tells me I'm tougher than I thought I was.